is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number one of USAPrepares.com. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, we've got Jim Morlock on with us. Jim is from Idaho, and he's got an update for us on what's happening at the Bundy Ranch in Clark County, Nevada. Welcome, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, James, you've called me a number of times to give me an update. What's happening in Clark County that you know?
Well, yesterday we had another situation at the ranch, and what happened was that BLM came on the ranch and tried to take approximately 500 head of cattle. While they were moving the cattle, Patriot units moved in and created a little bit of incident. They didn't fire any weapons or anything, but they told the BLM that they were not taking the Bundy cattle. At this time, BLM made a phone call to Metro in Las Vegas, which is Clark County, where the ranch is located, and they came out with approximately 30 police officers off the Metro, along with an armored vehicle. Well, the funny thing about it was BLM and Homeland Security was behind Metro. Metro was almost in the face of the Patriots. And what happened was that Metro said to BLM, give the livestock back to Bundy. Let's cool the situation. There's too many weapons here. And at that time, BLM turned around and released the cattle back to the Bundy Ranch. And if it wasn't for the Patriots being there, they would have walked away with all the cattle. So, and there's a lot of civilians also out there keeping track of what's going on. Now, next week, I will have a couple of people on the ranch, and one of them will be doing filming for me. I'm supposed to be at the Bundy Ranch on the 5th, but I can't make it because I have vehicle problems, but I will be there within the week. And if you want to go back to take a look at this ranch and how long the Bundy family has owned it, it goes back to 1854 when the Paiute Indians were living on the lower portion. The great-grandfather of the family moved the Indians to a different location, which there was no problem. But if anyone really can claim part of that land, it will be the Paiute Indians.
James, as you say this, I'm thinking about back to what Sheriff Gillespie indicated that he was doing. He was indicated that BLM was backing down and they were withdrawing. And from what you're saying, that's absolute nonsense. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. What it was that they were trying to take the cattle off the ranch, and the militia units left in. I believe it was once from Oklahoma, which are doing a darn good job over there, just proving a point to our country that you're not going to walk on us anymore. And the situation was that Metro turned around and told BLM to release the cattle back to the Bundy Ranch. It wasn't any other way. That was broadcasted on TV yesterday in Las Vegas. I was listening to it off my cell phone because my daughter had her phone up to it, and so I was listening to it. I tried to get a hold of George Knapp, but it was impossible to get some excerpts or the video from that or the audio from it, but I could not get it at that time. So we're going back up on the ranch. She'll be on the ranch with her friend probably within 4 or 5 days, because I would not like to see her go on there any earlier because the situation will intensify. Now, there was also some word said about the National Guard being called up because of the situation there and because of the amount of weapons that were there by the Patriots. But this would be also a test to see what the National Guard will actually do. Will they go against our Patriots, fire upon them, or will they turn and lay their weapons down? As Americans, they better lay their weapons down. We do not want to see a second American Revolution. We also have Operation American Spring around the corner in Washington, D.C. Again, this will be unarmed Patriots and Eagles going there to protest the government, to get the president, the vice president, and his cabinet to leave office and let Congress pick a temporary cabinet and president and vice president until one can be elected.
James, I have some business cards. I don't know if you'd call them posters. I have four of them in my hand right now. And they're the size of business cards, and they say support OAS2014.com, Operation American Spring, May 16th, 2014. And I've had Colonel Harry Riley on this broadcast, and he's the principal organizer of Operation American Spring. I'm pretty concerned about what might be the outcome of Operation American Spring. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We had the Bonus Army during World War One, and those veterans were fired upon by the U.S. military, and I'm talking about General George S. Patton, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and General Douglas C. MacArthur. The cavalry was brought in, 6 tanks were brought in, and this was during the first Great Depression. And we, the people, the veterans of World War One, were fired upon. And I talked to Colonel Harry Riley about that, and I said, do you remember that? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you think that could happen again? And he said that he hoped that it would not. What are your thoughts on that, James?
Yeah. You know, this is a very serious situation. We're going to have a lot of boots on the ground, our own people. I feel very uncomfortable about it, especially if Colonel Riley gets him out of Patriots here that he's asking for $1.8 million. I can't see putting 1.8 million men in harm's way. Yes, I believe the U.S. government would do something, but this is how I look at the situation. I met with National Guard members up here approximately 3 weeks ago at about 4 a.m. in the morning, and they were getting ready to be transferred up to Washington, D.C. for crowd control. And I asked them, would they fire on American citizens, and they told me no. But what I feel could possibly happen is that our government is depending upon foreign troops that have already occupied our soil, which is against our Constitution. And I believe those military men could possibly be put in U.S. uniforms, disguised as U.S. military, and could possibly fire upon our Patriots. If that happens, again, I'd say we will be in a second American Revolution, and it probably will be a 17-year war.
You know, there are motivations that there could be ringers in both sides actually stirring it up, just like they are in the Ukraine right now. Go ahead.
Yes, I believe that is possible. I was talking to one of the liaisons with Operation American Spring here a while back, and 2 days after that, they got compromised. So I know what's going on. I lost my connection in Texas because of that. America Unwatched is always probing out there 24/7. I have people on computers consistently. But what we're looking at is, even though they'll infiltrate and try to agitate, the problem happened. I'll go back. Let me go back to the Bundy Ranch. Yesterday I was in contact in Montana, because that's just a neighboring state, and we have a lot in common, you know. And we believe in protecting ourselves, our families, our friends, and our nation against what's happening. But what's going on, really, is that the federal government manages to infiltrate into any operation that we have going, and these infiltrators try to take on the power of command, which happened at the Riley Ranch. And really what happened, why some of the oathkeepers left, it wasn't because of what was said on racial, because that was misconstrued. But the whole thing is that, yes, there is infiltrators. They are penetrating. They have been doing it for a long time throughout the whole militia system in the United States. This ain't new. This is an old thing. But then when you take a look at our end of the state and what we're doing up here in North Idaho, we're well fortified and built in. And they know that they'll have one big heck of a problem. They come through our mountains.
I think that's an argument for the Bundy Ranch staying with the people they know and not allowing outsiders to join them in a protest at this time.
Well, what's happening, I don't know if you're aware, that they kind of put up some roadblocks up there under the First Amendment, and they're checking IDs. Because undercover federal agents, I don't care who they are, is going to be carrying their FBI ID. They can't get rid of it unless they're the street type that work on the streets all the time and they do undercover. These guys infiltrated in. They treated the problem at the ranch, and this is what created some of the problems between the Patriots in there. But it was not because of the statement that Rancher Bundy made about race.
This may be like a false flag that they're trying to test the response of the American public listening to what's going on and what they can and cannot get away with. And when I say that, I'm saying both sides.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, I don't believe that these communications and these videos, which are being played or shown, are going on national TV anywhere. I monitor Fox News up here in northern Idaho. They have not had one single item on there. They did a brief transmit, and that was about it, because I believe the federal government is doing nothing but shutting down the stations on the transmitting.
It's hard to imagine, when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Pro Flowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. James Morlock's on the phone with us, and we're talking about what's happening at the Bundy Ranch. This is an update. And, Jim, also we were talking about Operation American Spring, where Colonel Harry Riley, U.S. Army, wants to visit Washington, and he wants to, and I'm going to use the word occupy, because that's really what this is. He wants to occupy Washington for the duration until several people who we supposedly elected to represent us leave, because he feels that they are not in the best interest of America. And our politicians who we've elected to represent us, who have become politicians, are not representing us and not impeaching these people, that he wants us to go to Washington until they leave office. Well, many of us think that this might end up in a lot of violence and a lot of bloodshed. And I want to make sure that we're kind of clear on this. Do you agree that could happen and this really could start the second American Revolution in Washington, D.C. on May 15th? I'm sorry, 16th, 17th, 18th, something like that?
Well, first of all, we're looking at Operation American Spring as of the 16th and 17th of May and continuing on until the president, the vice president, and his cabinet steps down. But let me go back on to the violent. Yeah. The violent. I do believe that they will use brute force one way or the other against the patriots, because they're not going to stand for anybody staying in Washington, D.C. and protesting until the president, the vice president, and his cabinet steps down. And I don't believe that our president will step down. He is depending too much on occupation forces being here under NATO, the Soviet Union, and possibly China. I don't have any information on China, but I do. Unrest. But yes.
Well, there's no disagreement from me. I don't think he's going to step down either. I think, as a matter of fact, I think he's going to laugh at us.
I think he's going to use.
I think he's going to left us.
I believe he's going to use sport because he's trying to put down the Bundy Ranch and can't do it. And the resistance will be so great there, he'll have no other choice but to use whatever military he has available due to the fact that most of our troops are being sent to Europe now, and some of them are being TAD back to the Middle East from some of the National Guard units around Idaho and Washington. It makes me feel very uncomfortable because we have a lot of patriots. There was a survey taken here a while back, and they figure about 16% of the U.S. military will go with the president. But we have another thing on our side. They took a survey last year of how many licensed hunters there is in the United States, and it showed 155 million hunters in America, and they could not estimate how many hunters did not get their licenses. So if you take a look at what we have in Patriots and Eagles, those might be some of them in that headcount. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to take on that size of an army for nobody.
What should I say about all of this? I believe in civil disobedience. I do not believe in armed confrontation. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's a reasonable way to approach anything. If someone is shot and someone is killed, that's a different matter. At this juncture, you know, everybody posturing like this is asking for trouble. And I'm guessing it might not even be the U.S. government versus the Bundys. Might be a foreign power playing this. Right now, that property was under, the reason it all started is that China wanted to do some fracking. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour because, in fact, I think the chemtrails are related, the geoengineering is related to fracking now, and the methane that makes snow burn. That's what my latest piece. I think there's other things going on here besides what we're being told. Further, it gets worse when I see two news reports that come out quoting from one source that's a credible source, and then the two sources put a different spin on it. Completely different idea with the same data. How does that work?
Exactly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Jim Morlock's with us. Jim, you want to stick around for some more?
Yeah, Roger, you got that. I'll be standing by.
Okay. Jim Morlock, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm Vin Finelli. This is the Bundy Ranch Update and the American Open Spring Update. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In 1836... Mexican President Antonio de Santa Anna launched a siege on the Alamo Mission near San Antonio, Texas. And that was 178 years ago. And the Mexican army surrounded the Alamo Mission. And every one of our Texans was killed during the 13-day siege. So my question for James Morlock is, can this be another Alamo where the Bundy Ranch is surrounded by the government? Is that possible? Is that what we're looking at? Are we looking at the ultimate closing in, the sealing off, maybe the electric power would be cut off to the Bundy Ranch. Maybe supplies would be prevented from entering the Bundy Ranch. James, you think that's possible? Do you think you could go that far?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. It was funny. This whole incident was stirred up, really. I hate to go back to this, but a Senator Harry Reid out of Las Vegas, Nevada, Park County, and they have other interests in that ranch other than the cattle and so-called back payments on the land. Mm-hmm. Me at the homestead, but what we're talking about is that, yes, they can cut off the power. They can starve them out. They can cut off their water. But I don't think they'll give up at the ranch. Americans don't give up. They get upset. They get mad. And when they're mad, watch out. And if that happens, I pray to God it doesn't happen. But the airspace is now closed and has been closed for approximately a week. And so no news media choppers can come in or nothing else. But it doesn't say they can't come in there with Black Hawks with M60s on them or the Apaches with the miniguns. I don't want to see it happen. But if that does happen, there will be civil war because the American people won't put up with it. They won't put up to their brothers and sisters and cousins and nieces and nephews being slaughtered for no reason. Or if it happens in Washington, D.C. on American Spring, where brutal violence comes down, I don't think it can hold back the American people. We had a good reason for our first revolution. I don't want to see bloodshed any more than anybody else wants to see it. But if it has to happen, it will happen. Because we're fed up with what's going on in our government. We don't have anything really going for us. If you take a deep look back, when I went to school, we used to do the Star Spangled Banner, Pledge Allegiance. When the TV went off the air, they played the national anthem. None of that happens anymore. None of it happens. All our imports coming in from China. Our ammo has been taken away from us, tried to take it away from us anyway, where the government is buying up all these hollow points and all that. And I know that Geneva gave the U.S. permission to use that type of ammo in the United States, in the territory of the United States, instead of the regular military ammo. So, it could happen at the Bundy Ranch. I don't want to see it happen there. I don't want to see anyone fall. I don't want to see Americans die for no reason. We shed enough blood throughout the world. We went to everybody's rescue. If we go into this revolution, if it happens, I just pray to God that some countries will come and help us. That's all. We helped a lot of them. They need to help us. They see how bad our government is. People throughout the world cannot stand our government because of what it is.
I have a solution, real quick one. You know, the issue started on the $1.8 million being paid to the federal government. If Bundys were coming to the table and trying to do the right thing, they could pay that $1.8 million to whom they think they owe it, because they do owe it. And it isn't necessarily to the federal government, but if they paid it to the county or whomever they think is the person in charge, then shift the problem somewhere else. My guess is this is China wanting that piece of property to do something on it that will somehow be disrupted if cattle and turtles overrun it. That's my guess. And so I'm going to say that, you know, if the Bundys want to stop this craziness, why don't they come up with the $1.8 million and pay it to the people they think it's supposed to go to? The paper trail and the press will absolutely make sure that money isn't lost. Right now, it's the issue of who gets it. So solve it by letting them take the first step. You know, civil disobedience is one thing. Armed resistance is completely another.
Well, Rick, when you talk about armed resistance.
Hey, guys. Rick, do you really think that this is about $1.8 million?
No, I don't. I think that's the issue that they're going to use to cause a false flag.
Mm-hmm. And here's why I say
this
that.
Is the issue at all. Mm-hmm. No, of course not.
Here's why I say that.
It's about the turtles. I mean, give me
a break. That's right. That's exactly where I was going. They lied to us about the tortoise. They said this is about protecting the tortoise.
And then, was it BLM? Was it the media? What exactly is lying meaning? You know, I think there's too much need for sensation. I think that there's everybody's in an upset mood because we're all broke. And we're going down into a big chaotic vortex. We're all, you know, with the way the economy is and everything. And so people are looking for issues. Let's call it road rage on the ranch.
Well, I'll tell you,
well,
road
actually,
that's a really good point.
Did I cause some trouble here?
No. No. No, Rick, I think there is rage, and here's, I talk at length with Chief Shane Harger, and he's going to be calling in during the next hour. He was at the ranch, and I asked him point blank last night, and I can ask him again today on the air, have the Bundys lost control of the Bundy Ranch? And he says, yes. There are so many people there, the Bundys have lost control of the ranch to...
It's no longer about the Bundys. It's about some other issue that has nothing to do with cattle, turtles, or possibly even the land.
Right. This is a stand that the Patriots and the militia are making. It has nothing to do with the government saying, the Fed saying you owe us $1.8 million. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the federal encroachment, the abuses. Why are there a couple hundred agents surrounding the ranch? Why is there a no-fly zone? Why have the media been, why have arms been leveled muzzle end first toward media, toward Shane Harger? Shane Harger was telling me that an agent, a mercenary, pointed a rifle at him, and Shane Harger was unarmed and said, put his hands up and said, hey, you know, what are you doing? Are you gonna fire on me over some grass? Is that really what you're gonna do? You're gonna fire on a citizen over some grass? You'll hear him say that during the next hour if he's able to call in. What I'm saying is, this is not about tortoises. This is really a big issue. There's an underlying amount of money that must be huge. There must be a huge bribe. There must be something really under this, way huge.
Don't forget that China connection.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, your friend over there is kind of off track because $1.8 million is what they want the Patriots to march into Washington, D.C. And you're talking about little old turtles over there? No. Bunkerville is a little bit more than what people know about it. First of all, there's military bunkers out there on that property, okay? That's why they call it Bunkerville. Also, the property's worth $63 million, okay? Second of all, yes, the Chinese want to put solar panels up there. Harry Reid, senator out of Las Vegas, is behind this and along with his son. So take a look at the other issues.
He's using the federal government and intimidation as a way to get his own means and ways. I think there needs to be a whole bunch more media out there looking at all the different stories.
Well, first of all, take a look at the FEMA camps that they built for Americans throughout the United States. If you're going to be a pacifist and you're going to sit back and you're going to let it go, or you're like an ostrich with your head in the sand, then it's going to be too darn late. But I hate to tell you, wake up to reality. Wake up what's going. Wake up to what they're taking away from us. We're Americans. We're proud of our flag, our country, and our Constitution. Our forefathers fought for this country. We will fight for it again. I hate to tell you. So you can go take your little sum and put it where you want to put it. But I'm telling you, it's a lot more than what you say. Yes, China wants to get involved in the property. There is military bunkers there. There is a lot of things. That's why they named it Bunkerville. So get a little bit of research on it. Mr. Bundy is the last of the cattle ranchers in the state of Nevada. Everybody else has been pushed out. No, enough is enough. You wake up to the reality. You do a reality check on yourself. First of all, you don't call militia terrorists. They are not. They are American citizens. They are patriots. They fought in wars. They died. They came back, and the ones came back lame. So don't tell me about it. Take a look at what's happening every day throughout the world. We are Americans, and we are proud to be Americans, and we will defend our rights, our Constitution, and nobody will stop it.
James, I appreciate
you. Are you mad at me?
No, Rick.
Am I to take this personally?
No, Rick.
I don't
Rick,
know.
Rick, no, I don't think that's what it is. I think what James is saying, and thanks, James, so much for your call.
Yeah, I
think what James was saying.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
yeah,
you.
My pleasure, too.
Rick, that wasn't aimed at you. That was aimed at Harry Reid. That was aimed at the BLM. That was aimed at the government, the overreach, and telling, and he was saying that $1.8 million, it's not about that. It's not about that, and that Americans are not going to back down, in his opinion. That's what he's saying. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after this short commercial announcement.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just got off the phone with Chief Shane Harger, former Chief Shane Harger, Emez Springs, New Mexico. He's going to be on with us the second hour, Rick, and he's going to give us an update. He was on the ground at the Bundy Ranch. And he's not there now. He left. And he's going to tell us what his concerns are, and they're quite significant. Rick, you know, I was thinking about what could happen at the Bundy Ranch. And one of the things that that's come to mind is, you know, weather modification. Okay, so let's say these guys at the Bundy Ranch, the Patriots, the militia, they're just not giving up. They're going to stay there. And let's say they plan to stay for the duration. And obviously their cell phone traffic is being monitored. Their texts are being monitored. And let's say the government decides, you know what, let's just snow these guys in. And
you know, if they do that on Beltane, May 1st, this is when you turn the water ditch on. Today is the water ditch day. and they drop snow, and it burns like I think it will.
Rick, it's pretty serious, because I believe that, you know, many years ago when they were experimenting.
I couldn't have written it better. This is crazy.
Well, when many years ago, I was thinking about weather modification, and, you know, why would we have HAARP? Why would we have these chemtrails? And what I was thinking is, okay, so let's say the Russians, you know, at the time, or the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union was our enemy, okay? And they were going to move their army in a position that we didn't want. You know, Washington could say, let's just snow them in, you know? They're going to move? No, we'll snow them in. So, you know, the next day, it's snowing and snowing and snowing, and the Russians are just in total gridlock, like in Siberia, you know? I'm thinking that they could do that at the Bundy Ranch. What are your thoughts?
Well, they are doing it in the Midwest right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take those tornadoes, and the storms that you've been enjoying are normal?
No, they're not.
Well, what do you think? And Dean Livingston, you know, Geoengineering Watch. There's things going on in the world between the New World Order and the Church of Rome. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I'm back. Dean will be on with us tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about chemtrails and geoengineering at a significant length. You know, Rick, one of the things that I learned was that we have aluminum compounds that are being dispersed in the air. We know that, right? But
yeah,
the amount of aluminum, I believe I heard him say that a cow, like one of my cows, during its productive life, will consume about a half a pound of aluminum compound as a result of eating the grass, grazing.
The Alzheimer's, bovine love.
That's what I'm saying, Rick. And my concern obviously is it will go into the, you know, the meat supply, and there's nothing that I can do about it.
Everybody now, I've got data. We're all infected. Okay, there is right now a collateral damage of approximately 1 million people a year that are dying from this. That is scientific information. Now, beyond that, why we don't know why they're doing it, that's a big issue. What's it all about?
Rick, I use the word murder on the air, and I believe that everyone involved in the spraying of chemicals in the air that results in people dying, like people being flooded, people killed directly, killed indirectly, people who can't get to the hospital because their bridge washed away, like in Florida, those kinds of things that are happening right now. I believe those people who are involved in this chemical spraying and geoengineering are murdering us, and they're guilty of murder. I believe it. And I've been using the word murder, and I'm not using it lightly. Rick and I will be right back. Chief Shane Harger will be calling in. We're going to get another update on the Bundy Ranch. And that's right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover, and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most and the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.